I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Pfizer, BioNTech, then Moderna, and now British drug maker AstraZeneca and its partner Oxford University. They're saying this morning large-scale clinical trials showing a third vaccine seems to work well in humans, 90% effective if less is given, 62% effective if more vaccine is given. Researchers are trying to figure out why. Let's say hello to my marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London.
Good morning.
This is an advantage when it comes to getting a vaccine to different parts of the world, particularly developing countries?
Exactly. The AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine can be stored at regular refrigerator temperature, and that is the key. The Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines need to be stored at colder temperatures, one more so than the other. And that's posed a challenge, particularly in developing countries that don't have the infrastructure or the funds necessary to get those doses ultra cold. And price is also a plus for getting widespread distribution here. The Oxford vaccine will cost about $4. Pfizer's is around $20 and Moderna's is about $34.
So we now have the results of several clinical trials involving several different approaches to this. What happens next?
Well, the vaccines will need to get their regulatory stamps of approval before they can be widely distributed. So then each country's health department will need to decide distribution priority. So frontline workers and vulnerable populations are in many cases first. AstraZeneca's biopharma chief, Sir Menye Pangalos, explained that the company is working with manufacturing partners all over the world, including India's Serum Institute.
It's a relatively easy vaccine to distribute around the world. Manufacturing has already begun. We have the capacity to distribute up to 3 billion doses next year.
All right. That's my marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.